Two more Collingwood hotspots may be switched to paid parking this summer season to alleviate traffic flow issues. During the March 14 Development and Operations Services Standing Committee meeting, Town Bylaw Supervisor Adam Harrod provided an update to councillors on the outcomes of the 2021 paid parking program at Sunset Point Park and Princeton Shores, as well as presenting plans to expand the program to Collingwood Harbour and Millennium Park along Heritage Drive for the 2022 season. Harrod said the 2021 program was a success as it helped reduce parking and traffic flow issues, and brought in about $400,000 to the municipality while only costing about $48,910 in additional staff, signage and technology. Residents will still be able to park for free at the four areas if they register for a residential permit. During the meeting, Coun. Deb Doherty said adding paid parking and further parking rules is sorely needed, specifically at Millennium Park. I spent some time there this summer and parking was a jumbled mess. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that, she said. In the 2021 summer season at Sunset Point and Princeton Shores, 5,332 parking permits were issued, bringing in $7,400 in revenue. The Hotspot Parking app registered 7,566 sessions for a total of $79,054. The Hotspot tap signs raised $56,391, while the installed multi-space parking meters took in $164,493. In total, bylaw enforcement staff checked over 15,000 vehicles, resulting in approximately 4,036 parking tickets being issued, bringing in more than $100,000 in ticket revenue. The cost in 2021 for three pay stations was $23,910. The town also hired two additional bylaw enforcement summer students at a cost of approximately $25,000. According to the staff report, in order for the program to expand in 2022, additional staffing resources are needed. Staff are asking to hire a new seasonal bylaw supervisor and a customer service representative. Paid parking will be in effect 7 days a week between the hours of 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. from May 20 until October 10. Anyone who is not a Collingwood resident or who doesn't have a permit will have to pay $10 per hour or $50 per day to park, on top of any boat launch fees required at the harbor. Residents of Wasaga Beach, Blue Mountains or Clearview are eligible for a seasonal parking permit at a cost of $100. For the 2022 expansion of the program, anticipated expenses for new signage, technology and staff will be $38,875, while anticipated revenue from the expanded area will be between $43,000 and $70,500, Coun. Kathy Jeffery asked if residents who registered last year would have to go through the registration process again this year, or if it would carry over. Harrod said residents will need to register again, however staff has been working at streamlining the process. I think it makes perfect sense to move this into the other areas here, said Jeffery. At Monday's meeting, the committee voted in favor of moving forward with the expansion of the paid parking program to Collingwood Harbour and Millennium Park. Should the recommendation be approved by council later this month, the costs in 2022 will be taken from the town's parking reserve and will be considered as part of the annual budget in future years.